weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Staying with tourism recovery for a moment, there's some concern. Well, you've heard the talk about 2 to 3 years for recovery. Interesting to read here today. Chinese visitation to Cairns expected to take much longer than those other places like the United Kingdom, like continental Europe, the United States, Japan, New Zealand, etc. Chinese is almost over the horizon, apparently. Now, at a meeting in Cairns yesterday, people in the industry, the tourism industry, have called on the major party's candidates for the seat of Leichhardt to advocate for more funding to help our industry promote itself internationally. For example, Ben Woodward from the Captor Group, they employ more than 200 people at the various attractions, and tour operators around Cairns said the party should consider the industry's exceptional circumstances. Now, fundamentally, we're talking about the federal government allocating money to businesses through the Export Market Development Grants program. But many operators in Far North Queensland have completely exhausted their funding quite some time back. And he said this, Benjamin, we're in a very unique situation in tourism up here now. We need to reboot that. So I've just put a call through to Michael Nelson. Michael's the Managing Director of Pinnacle Tourism Marketing to pick up on what he's got to say about, well, where we're going with this recovery. Is it really going to be 2 to 3 years? Are we on target at least to get back in full swing in that time? Michael, good morning.
How are you, John?
When you talk 2 and 3 years, a whole lot of people, their eyes glaze over and saying, why? I mean, to say we've got flights coming back in again, the international flights are just starting to get underway. Why wouldn't we be, you know, back to normal in a year or so? What's the story, Michael?
Well, I think that you need to realise that for over 700 days, we did not have one international tourist cross our borders. Mm. So the tap wasn't just switched off a little bit, it was switched off completely. Mm. Overseas, the wholesalers that focus on Australia and also New Zealand, you know, they also had no revenue. They've lost staff. They've got no sort of like forward momentum at the moment either. And switching to think that it will just switch back on overnight is just an unrealistic expectation. There is going to be a timeline on this. We are literally rebuilding our international tourism industry from scratch.
Yeah, this point has been made about the relationships that have been built up over years, in some cases decades, no longer existing, all having been dismantled. Well, some of those operators surely will start business again and get back to normal, but I presume some have gone by the wayside, have they?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that we've lost a lot of IP. You know, we've lost, I mean, we talk a lot about the jobs that we've lost here in Cairns within the tourism industry, but overseas, a lot of selling staff that had so much knowledge on our destination, they're no longer in play. You know, we've got the wholesalers that are there. Some of the product managers who are our key people that we speak to, they're still there. Yeah. But the selling staff that's underneath all of that, the ones that are actually physically selling our region to potential visitors, they're struggling to find staff as well, just like we are. And with all of that knowledge that's lost, we need to rebuild that all again.
The other thing that's got to be rebuilt, it's just occurred to me, I mean, we had a strong image internationally. Australia was top of the pops. But there's been no work done, as you pointed out, for 700 days marketing Australia as the destination, I guess. So once again, starting from scratch to build up that demand, is that right?
Well, I think that's, you know, there's always been sort of like a bit of a message that's gone on that says, don't forget us, but it's been like a bit of a drip feed because there's only so much that a consumer will engage with that sort of messaging because they can't get fulfillment out of that. Mm. And so, you know, a lot of other destinations have opened up before us internationally. Canada opened up last year. Africa opened up last year. So to a point, we're a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of where we are and where people may be considering for an international holiday from those overseas destinations.
What sort of component, if you like, what sort of percentage of our tourism income would come from international sources rather than domestic? Do you know what would the breakdown be approximately when times are good?
It's about a 60-40 split.
Jeez.
It's 60% is domestic, 40% is international, but I think what a lot of people don't understand is just the value of the international visitor, because they do so much more in our region. They're the ones that will absolutely do day tours out to the reef. They're the ones that go up into the Daintree. If you take our visitors from Germany, my goodness, John, we'll give them a set of car keys and we don't see them for 6 weeks because they just get out into some of the more regional areas of our destination, because they really do want to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
So it's, they're a fantastic visitor, and as well that they come here at times when we need them.
Yeah.
They're not as, the same as the domestic visitor that comes here during, or really this time of the year. We see that international visitor year-round.
Well, now, after this discussion, I've got a better handle on the challenge ahead. It's quite steep, isn't it?
It's one, but I've got to tell you, the industry is up for it, though, John. We are absolutely looking to really get this moving again. Next week down in Sydney is the Australian Tourism Exchange. There's a huge contingent from our industry that's going down to Sydney. And what is fantastic about that show is that there's 532 international buyers. Mm. A lot of them are actually flying in to do a face-to-face trade show. Mm. So that tells you the confidence that they've got to. They want to get it moving as well.
Yeah.
So it really is a great partnership, but we need to get those partnerships up and going. And that's why we were talking to our political candidates yesterday, and getting their commitments around the Export Market Development Grant, which has underpinned so much of our destination marketing over so many years.
This has been an excellent update, Michael. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, John.
That's Michael Nelson. He's the Managing Director of Pinnacle Tourism Marketing. With the time now on 19 to 12.